So as we start this study of the book of Ecclesiastes, we need to do some groundwork, some overview. And so questions asked, who wrote the book? Well, that term Ecclesiastes comes from a Greek word that indicates a person who calls an assembly, so that it makes sense that the author identified himself in the first verse there by that Hebrew word Goheleth, translated as preacher. And despite leaving only this rather mysterious name to indicate his identity, there is evidence in the book, along with the Jewish and Christian tradition, that would tell us that King Solomon had authored this book. The preacher went on to call himself the son of David, king in Jerusalem. And so he was one who had increased in wisdom more than all who were over Jerusalem before him, and one who had collected many proverbs. And so Solomon had followed David on the throne in Jerusalem as the only Davidic son to rule over Israel from that city. And he was the wisest man in the world during that time. And he wrote most of the book of Proverbs. Therefore, we can safely look at Solomon as the preacher of that opening verse. So where are we? Well, with Solomon as the author of the book, we know it had to have been written somewhere, sometime before his death in 931 BC. And the content of this book reflects someone looking back on a life that was long on experience but short on lasting rewards. And when he was king, he had the opportunity and resources to pursue those rewards of wisdom, pleasure, and work in and of themselves. Yet the person, as he's talking, has a tone that's weary of the writing that suggests that later in life he looked back on his foolishness with regret, and he points to a better, simpler life lived in the light of the direction of God. So why is it important? Why is this book important? Well, it presents us a naturalistic vision of life, one that sees life through distinctively human eyes, but that recognizes the rule and reign of God in the world. So the more humanistic qualities have made the book especially popular among younger audiences, men and women who have seen more than their fair share of pain and instability in life, but who still cling to their hope in God. So what's the big idea? Well, Ecclesiastes, like much of life, represents a journey from one point to another, and Solomon gets across this starting point early in the book. He says, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. And so what he's doing is he's picturing or showing us the utter futility and meaninglessness of life as he saw it. Nothing made sense to him because he had already tried a number of remedies, pleasure, work, intellect, and he was hoping to alleviate his sense of feeling lost in the world. However, even in the writer's desperate search for meaning and significance in life, God remained present. For instance, we read that God provides food, drink, and work in 2 verse 24. Both the sinner and the righteous person live in God's sight. 2 verse 26, God's deeds are eternal. Chapter 3 verse 14, and God empowers people to enjoy his provision. Chapter 5, verse 19. Ultimately, the greatest truth of Ecclesiastes lies in the acknowledgement of God's ever-present hand on our lives. Even when injustice and uncertainty threaten to overwhelm us, we can trust him and follow after him. And we see that in chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. So how can I apply this? What do I do? Well, we all desire meaning in life. And sometimes that search takes us along winding, up and down paths filled with bursts of satisfaction that shine bright for a time, but eventually they fade. And in one sense, that's satisfying to see that experience is echoed throughout Ecclesiastes. And so there's an appreciation for our common humanity that comes out as we read its pages. We relate to the journey of Solomon because for many of us, it's our own. When we attempt to find meaning in the pursuit of pleasure, the commitment to a job, or through depth in these intellectual pursuits, we all eventually find in each of these a dead end. And Ecclesiastes shows us a man who lived through this process and came out on the other side with a wiser, more seasoned perspective. And when we're surrounded by that temptation to proclaim life's ultimate emptiness, we can find in Ecclesiastes a vision tempered by experience, and we ultimately see through these lenses that are divinely colored. So life is destined to remain unsatisfying when it's apart from our recognition of God's intervention. And it we need to put our trust in Him. So as you think about that, have you been a person that struggles with pursuits that have been misplaced in your life? Does your life lack purpose? We need to be listening to the words of Solomon that would encourage us to place our trust really only in the Lord.